Good afternoon. As you all know, we're getting ready for a meeting of the Senate Elections Committee. Give us a few minutes to get underway. Members of committee, please make your way to room 3191. We do have one item to be heard today.
Yes, please.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to a meeting of the State Senate Committee on Elections and Constitutional Amendments for today, August 27, 2014. My name is Alex Padilla, chair of the committee, joined at the moment by Senator Hancock. So one member shy of a quorum, but in the interest of welcome, Senator Pavley. Let's go ahead and start by establishing a quorum. Please call the roll.
Padilla.
Present.
Anderson. Hancock.
Here.
Jackson. Pavley.
Here.
Okay. A quorum is established. We do have one item on our agenda today, AB 1873, by Assemblymember Gonzalez. Let's go ahead and hear from the author, and then we'll take testimony.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Mr. Chair and committee members. Assembly Bill 1873 is a measure to address low voter turnout and high costs of special elections in California. Simply put, our special election system is broken to the point that there are even calls by some to do away with them entirely and simply let the governor appoint. I want to thank the advocates from the civil rights, language, access, and disability rights communities, the Secretary of State's office, and particularly our sponsor, the County of San Diego, for their hard work in AB 1873, making it a better bill through amendments that were negotiated for the last several months. Chief, among these amendments are limiting AB 1873 to special elections that are held within the County of San Diego, the condition that the postmark plus three provision can only become effective if that allowance is enacted by this legislature, which I think it was, and the governor signs that bill. A number of other provisions that resulted from our conversations with voting rights advocates to ensure expanded voter education and outreach efforts, stronger language and disability access requirements, record keeping and reporting systems that allow the legislature and the public to best judge the success of this pilot program. These provisions are found to be amended in the amended version of the bill before you today. AB 1873, known as the Voting Ought to Be Easy Act, would allow the County of San Diego and local agencies the ability to opt in to a reformed special election program that will significantly cut costs to taxpayers while also expanding all voters' access to the ballot. This is a local control issue, allowing the county the option of conducting legislative special elections through the reformed process. Agencies that opt into Vote Act would be required to meet several conditions that will improve voters' opportunity to cast a ballot in a special election. These conditions include postage-paid return ballots, early live voting availability on both the Saturday and Sunday before an election day at the county's election office, election day polling places that comply with language and disability standards that are required today. As I discussed with the committee in June when this bill was before you, I know it's difficult to challenge the status quo, but it's time to start looking at the facts and the data and not just antiquated feelings about absentee voting. As someone who's worked on several special elections, particularly in underserved neighborhoods and communities of color and language diversity in San Diego County, I have changed my mind over the years about the sanctity of our special elections status quo. This change of heart is born out of my own observations, but also confirmed by data from recent special election experiences. What we have learned is that all voters who have an absentee ballot are much more likely to vote in a special election than those who just go to the polls, including the poor, people of color, and linguistic minorities. In my race, for example, in a special election to become an assembly member, Latino absentee voters were four times more likely to cast a vote than Latino poll voters. In other special elections held around the state, Latinos that voted by mail were between twice and six times more likely to participate than those at the polls, according to PDI. The reality is, given every registered voter a ballot 29 days in advance of an election, will increase overall voter turnout while saving a lot of taxpayer money. How much? Well, to put it in perspective, each vote cast by mail in the special Senate District 40 race cost taxpayers a little over $8. The very few votes cast on Election Day cost taxpayers over $200 each. Again, I want to stress that this bill allows for local control. The County of San Diego would have to opt into the vote program to run their special election pursuant to this bill. I'm committed to working with the stakeholders and other experts beyond this bill on ways to mitigate the impacts of reforming Election Day to ensure every citizen's right, citizens' right to cast a ballot and participate in our democracy. I want to thank the committee for allowing my office to work with the sponsor and stakeholders over July and August and to work toward a solution. And today I respectfully ask for an aye vote in order to make this pilot program a reality. With me is our Registrar of Voters in San Diego, Michael Vu.
Thank you very much.
Mr. Chair, I'm prepared to move it when the time's appropriate.
When appropriate. You must be from San Diego County. Let's hear from witnesses
the great
in support.
San Diego County.
Thank you, Chairman Padilla, Vice Chair Anderson, committee members. My name is Michael Vu, Registrar of Voters for the County of San Diego. On June 24th of this year, I provided testimony to this committee on Assembly Bill 1873, asking for your support and approval to allow the County of San Diego the option to conduct primarily mail ballot elections. At that time, I expressed my commitment to ensure access to the ballot for all voters should the bill pass out of committee. Through the leadership of Assemblywoman Gonzalez and her office, I believe the 2 months since you voted this bill out of committee, the county has demonstrated this commitment by working closely with her office and with many organizations, interested organizations, to come up with the amended provisions as currently shown before you. The essence of this bill sets the groundwork and rules for the mail ballot swell currently being experienced throughout the state. As I mentioned in June, there is no denying it. There is only how we can accept it, embrace it, and adopt provisions that will transition us to it. By giving the County of San Diego, the second largest county and election jurisdiction in the state, the opportunity to conduct mail ballot elections for congressional and state legislative vacancies, it will allow everyone, including this committee, to understand the benefits of it. For San Diego County, those benefits include a higher propensity of mail ballot voters to cast their ballot in comparison to voters whose only option it is to go to the polling place on Election Day. It is the prevention of Election Day long lines that has plagued several eastern states. It's about cost effectiveness. And it comes with the assurance that our disability community and limited English proficiency communities continue to have access to the ballot through a more consolidated polling place environment, and an education and outreach plan to bridge any gaps that may exist for voters who traditionally vote at a polling place or those who may not understand the concept of voting by mail. The County of San Diego has studied the mail ballot trend among its voters for years and has compiled a comprehensive slate of statistical information, which I can recite. However, for fear of repeating them from the June hearing, let me say, committee members, the tide of voting by mail is here, and the reality is our legacy laws do not provide an option to recognize it and leverage it, particularly as it relates to special congressional and legislative vacancy elections, elections which counties have been required to conduct and pay. In the past 5 years, 30 such special elections have been conducted, 13 alone in 2013. We are not talking about 50% or 60% of all votes cast being mail ballots. We are talking about 79% of all votes cast were mail ballots across the 13 special elections conducted last year. Assemblymember Gonzalez and Mullen's bill provides a systematic and incremental bridge to the direction our electorate has been migrating. I hope you agree and will back this effort by voting it out of committee. Thank you for your time and consideration. I would be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Are there witnesses in support of this measure? Are there any witnesses in support?
Mr. Chairman and members, Barry Brokaw on behalf of the California Association of Clerks and Election Officials, which includes the other 57 counties in addition to San Diego, and CACEO is happy to support the bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, Jean Hurst on behalf of the California State Association of Counties, representing the 58 Boards of Supervisors in California, in strong support. We're very excited about the potential for this pilot project in San Diego and learning from it. Urge your I vote.
Thank you. Next witness.
Yes, Mr. Chair, members, Julian Navores on behalf of the Urban Counties Caucus, also here in strong support of this pilot project. We think it's going to help us move along in this discussion and hopefully move to a point where we could do it statewide or in more counties. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other witnesses in support of this measure? Seeing none, are there any witnesses in opposition? Any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none, questions, comments from committee? Senator Anderson from San Diego, you get the first bite at the apple here.
Well, I don't want to...
Shy of a motion.
Okay, that's what I was going to ask. So, you know, what I think is important about this is that we are giving access to people. And, you know, we don't know if it's because a person wants to vote that they asked and request for the absentee, or whether it's the convenience of the absentee that increases that voter. And I think that this study is going to lead to that outcome. And I think once we know that information, we'll be able to work on increasing that participation. So I really like this bill.
Thank you, Senator Anderson. Senator Pavley.
I could just ditto that. I think having this pilot program, times have changed, and this cost of the special elections, let alone the access, is a huge issue for local governments, and we need a more responsive democracy to pass things. So I'm looking forward to voting for this, but I will defer to the gentleman from San Diego for a motion.
Senator Hancock, any questions, comments?
Seems like a common sense bill.
Well, common sense, but it wasn't arrived at quite easily, so let me just state that for the record. appreciate the patience and the diligence on behalf of Assemblymember Gonzalez to get to this point, because I think it's, you know, it's going to be interesting going forward, but craft it in a way where it does provide the comfort level for those who, on the one hand, see the reality of the trends, you know, the wave that's already here, as you mentioned, the swell of people voting by mail, not being driven by cost savings. You know, far too often we hear, well, let's just do all vote by mail because it's easier to administer and it saves money. That's not what should drive our democracy, but that is a reality in terms of the trends of how people are participating and the reality that exists given technology, not just in California, but in other states. The Colorado model is one that's constantly pointed to with vote centers to complement the vote by mail rate amongst an electorate, and doing so in a sort of responsible, one step at a time way with special elections. Let's get some data before we make wholesale changes to the entire state's elections process. So knowing that there's a lot of people just anxious to get into, you know, voting 2.0 or 3.0, whatever iteration we are as a state, we know what worked in the past isn't quite working today. Whether we like it or not, it's moving in a new direction. So let's innovate and create opportunities for people to still have multiple opportunities to participate. Voting rights are protected, but we're certainly wanting to be more inclusive of technologies and methods that are out there to make voting as accessible, safe, but as accessible and convenient as possible. So I, too, look forward to the results of this effort when combined with San Mateo and combined with YOLO. Hopefully, collectively, we'll learn a heck of a lot more, and it'll inform public policy in years to come. So with that, Senator Anderson.
I'd like to make the motion.
I believe you have a motion. Thank you, Senator Anderson. Senator Gonzalez, you may close.
I just want to thank you. I mean, I'm always very honest. There were years before I was in this body that I fought hard against these types of provisions. You know, as somebody who led the Central Labor Council in San Diego and worried profoundly about, in particular, poor communities' right to vote, we probably fought this for far too many years. But we did take a fresh look. We looked at the data as well as our own experience and realized there is a better way to do this and that we can actually have the opportunity to increase access. I look forward to working with the next Secretary of State, whoever he may be, on really finding ways to reach out to voters, in particular in those communities that I used to be afraid would be disenfranchised, but we think can actually grow their participation. So I'm a believer. It's hard to make me a believer in something that I once fought so hard against. And so I want to thank the registrar and all of the groups that we've worked with who have removed their opposition, the disability rights groups, the different legal groups that we're working on behalf of underrepresented communities, because I think it really provides a different kind of case study. And I'm grateful for San Mateo County and YOLO, but San Diego is a diverse community. Not that those aren't. But it's clearly a diverse community with linguistic minorities, with poor communities, and with the opportunity in a different kind of way to kind of blend the approach, and that's what we have here. So thank you for giving me this opportunity, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Okay. Let's call the roll.
Motion is to return this bill to the Senate floor. Padilla?
Aye.
Padilla, aye. Anderson?
Aye.
Anderson, aye. Hancock?
Aye.
Hancock, aye. Jackson? Pavley?
Aye.
Pavley, aye.
Four ayes, no noes. That measure is out. And before you walk away, I just got to say, for you to say you've become a true believer for something you fought so hard against is music to Senator Anderson's ears on so many fronts.
You won't go there on X.
Thank you all very much. This hearing is adjourned.
You're welcome to the Anderson caucus at any time.